Hi everyone, I'm Christina and I'm children's psychologist.
Hello, I'm Marina and I'm a math teacher.
Hello, I'm Alexandra and I'm a primary school English teacher. We gathered here today to discuss the problem of distracted attention in primary school and our suggestions how to solve it.
We decided to choose this problem because it's very relevant nowadays. With all the development of technologies, our country changed too fast, but educational system stays the same and it needs to be changed too.
So today's topic is attention span and ways of solving it in primary school education.
So what is attention span exactly? I've heard this word combination before, but can you please explain from psychological perspective?
Yeah, it's a short attention span means that people may have trouble focusing on tasks without being easily distracted.
Oh, right. It's like when I was in primary school and when I didn't understand something in math class, for example, like, you know, imagine three pens and so on, I completely got lost and started to think about what will I have to canteen for lunch or in that it.
Yeah, that is, especially in primary school, when you have just started your way of learning and you're stressed. You know that there is a term stress of first year of school? It means that before school, the main activity for children was to play. But then suddenly children are put in the situation that they, hey, you need to learn. You need to sit for 30 or 45 minutes and listen and don't move and sit still.
Yeah, from my experience, I can tell that my pupils at school really go away somewhere mentally when they're supposed to listen. Like I'm doing my best to explain something and really trying, but then suddenly I see that nobody really listens.
Maybe because they have difficulties to sit down physically. You know, being indoor for half a day can be hard for children who wants to play, to see something interesting, to have fun and learn at the same time.
They want to play and be outdoor, but what about theoretical knowledge? I mean, you still need some basis to then go out and have fun.
Yeah, probably we need to understand how to find the balance between theory and practice, indoor and outdoor time.
Yeah, you're right. Everything starts with theory. I mean, children need to start with basics, which are usually indoor, and then go outdoor for practice of the theoretical skills. I mean, the outdoor time can be used as the final touch, because when you start explaining something, some children can still have difficulties with understanding it right away. That's why in order to get them more interested and more productive, we can use some outdoor studies as a useful source.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about that, I can tell you that it will be useful for psychological practice at school as well, like to develop motoric skills, sensitive experience, concentration skills. All of that are parts of general mental health. That's why it really matters.
You're right, because being a teacher, I really forgot how stressful the process of growing up can be. I observed that children are so busy with classes, with different after-school activities, and then homework again, that at the end they don't have any energy left, even being as young as they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I think we need to make the process of education more relaxed and smooth because of the amount of school subjects. The attention usually just fades away. Attention span is really short and it starts from primary school. So we need to think how we, being modern teachers, can solve this attention span problem. How can we make our lessons more interesting?
Well, the only thing that I can suggest is to make English topics closer to outdoor time. But the thing is that Ukrainian schools still have the system of 100% of indoor time. I mean, I can say that, oh, let's go outside and learn. But the thing is that all the responsibility for children lies on the teacher. So it's kind of tricky to make to go out and not to be afraid of danger.
Yeah, That's why we should get our attention what we can do for our Ukrainian school system that can actually work.
Let's see. I think on math lessons for primary school, we can have some time for children to go to the schoolyard and pick up some acorns, chestnuts, and some other natural resources we can find near the school. Then we can use them for counting and explaining math problems, like he had two acorns and she had five, so how many of them they have together, you know, and with really showing them with practical demonstration. So children will learn how to count using them. Also, we can do some activities outside, like solving math puzzles there when children have after school extension program.
Yeah, and speaking of English lessons, we can try to have more excursions because they are allowed by a headmaster, so they're safe to go. I was also thinking about combining homework with nature. Like children can go outside to draw a picture of some nature area or some landmark and then tell me about it in English. But the picture should be really of their own, like near the house, natural area or something. The other thing is, I think we can visit English-speaking countries. Usually children visit England as additional excursion of their choice. Also, we can try to combine the topic of the lesson with doing something safe, like a school trip while learning about animals, or aquarium while learning about fish. I think it will be quite safe to make if some other teachers will participate as well. I guess it may be nice to get a contact with nature.
You're right. Human beings actually need a contact with nature because it has good influence on our mental health. I've read that in 2010, Nordic Council of Ministers and the Norwegian Ministry of Environment created the project Outdoor Life and Mental Health. One of the main things in this project was the inclusion of outdoor life in their mental health services for prevention and therapy. And it sounds interesting because outdoor activities gives us more opportunities than any of fully equipped classroom. Psychological techniques for pupils in primary school will look like games. For example, it's art therapy or sound therapy. Also, kids use their imagination. There are a lot of techniques where you need nothing except of your imagination. And outdoor is calmer and more conducive to relax. So,
yeah, I think it would be really interesting to use. Maybe we need to think more of outdoor practice.
I agree, because changes really needs to be made in the field of education. We are responsible for future generation, so we need to make sure that they have a balance between indoor and outdoor life.
Yeah, and also the mental health, which affects physical state and the attitude towards future job. To prevent mental burnout, people need to be in contact with nature.
So, to make a conclusion of our discussion, there are plenty of ways of providing outdoor education slowly, gradually, and stress-free.
Yeah, we hope that you will find this recommendation useful and ready to use it.
Thanks for listening. Have a nice day. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.